to the Grace Hour, the live international talk radio ministry of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can join us on the air today by calling 1-800-338-7060 or 410-483-3700 from outside of the United States. Now, here is our host.
And welcome to the Grace Hour, coming to you live from our studio here at our home, Greater Grace Church of Baltimore. And this is a significant day for the Grace Hour. It marks the end of an era. This is the final radio episode of our program today. As of today, we will no longer be broadcasting on WRBS, Positive Talk 1230 AM in Baltimore. We appreciate all the time that we've had on the airwaves over the course of the years. And we're going to finish today with the conclusion of the message that we began yesterday from Pastor Stevens, Divine Provisions for Momentum Tests, Part 2. Pastor Stevens was a radio pioneer, a talk show pioneer, a Bible answer man, beginning with his ministries in Maine and Massachusetts, and then also here in Maryland. And so we celebrate his legacy today a little bit with this clip, and then we'll have some things to say about it at the end. By the way, I'm Pastor Steve Andrelonis, your host for today, and we're encouraged, we're hopeful, we understand that there are changes, and that's why we played this message. We understand the momentum test of change, and God has a divine provision for us. So let's take these moments to listen to Pastor Stevens, and then we'll have a little bit of time after that to talk about what he said.
I want to get you ready to understand something right now. Jesus Christ wants you to get your eyes on the provision, not the problem. The provision, not the problem. Number two, the Savior, not the sin. Number three, his power and not the pressure. Number four, his love and not the failures of people. Number five, his redemption instead of reaction. Number six, reconciliation instead of you trying to do that would recompense for what you've done. Reconciliation. And number seven, the Lord Jesus is saying, listen, I'm going to call you by name and get your eyes and your heart on the victory instead of becoming the victim of a defeated, unseen organization. We are victors. He does cause us to triumph. The word does heal. The word does guide. The word does counsel. The word makes us objective. The Spirit brings us power and love. And he says, listen, don't you know I go before you? And in Matthew 28:20, he says, lo, I go with you always. Jeremiah 1:8 says, I go with you to deliver you. I go with, listen, think of it now. Think of some of your worst times. And all of a sudden you fold your hands. You say, Lord, I'm your child. Now I've been occupied with the problem. And I'm going to be occupied with my provision. I'm going to look and gaze at you and meditate upon what I know, and I'm going to look at this thing from a positive viewpoint of doctrine, from a positive viewpoint of grace, from a positive viewpoint of your promises. And so the child of God begins to look at the anointed one, Jesus Christ, and he looks unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith, and he doesn't panic, and he doesn't go in his room and cry, and he doesn't argue more with his partner, and he doesn't fear circumstances, and he's not afraid of darkness, and he's not afraid of the unknown. Why? Jesus said, I go before you, and I go with you, and I call you by name, and I'll never forsake you, and I'm with you to deliver you. Then in Isaiah 30, verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, turn not to, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. So, all right, so he's in front, he's with me, and now he's behind me. And he said, He gives me a word, and he said, this is the way. Do you hear my voice? Yes, I hear it. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right, when you turn to the left, do it by the word that I give you. Here's a word. Now go according to the word, and that's behind me. That protects me from ensuing enemies. He protects me from forthcoming enemies, and he protects me from the enemy of myself, the old sin nature. So he protects me from the unseen world. He protects me from my own world that I create. And then he protects me from the world itself with all of their obvious endeavors to hurt one another. And he protects us with a positive provision. And he said, there's a way that you can bear this, and there's a way to escape. And I outlined it before the world began. I want to show it to you. And have fun with me. Yoke up with me. I'm meek in temperament. I'm lowly, I'm gentle, I'm not hard, I'm not difficult. So he said, listen, I'll break the bars of iron, those firm, hard things that demons do, that Satan does. I'll cut in sunder the brass, your old sin nature. And he said, listen, I'll fix that gate so it'll have no power in you. I'll break in pieces the way that demons have been entering in to affect you and people that have been affecting you. I'll destroy the gate so they can't enter in and rob you anymore. And he said, listen, can't you see that I've come that you might have an abundant life, that my eyes will preserve the word that you have? And don't you understand that I want to guide you as a shepherd leads the flock? Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, Psalm 27:11. Then 77:20, the psalmist said, thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. There's no place, hear me now, there's no place that God's presence will not reach. If I make my bed in hell, Psalm 139, 9 and 10, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. See, God goes before, God goes with, and God will speak a word from behind. And this principle is this: when you get ahead of God and you fail, open up your ears to the word and recover it, and he'll speak a word to show you when to go when you're already in trouble. And he said, listen, I'll speak from behind you, because you wouldn't let me acknowledge me ahead of you, and you wouldn't acknowledge me when I was with you. So I'll speak a word. I'm trying to catch up with you experientially, of course I'm with you. But I'll say, hey, you're going wrong. Hey, here's a word for you. You're in trouble. There's some lions up there. I beat them, but you're running right into them. You say, oh, what should I do? Take the left-hand side. All right. Now, Matthew 10:32. Steadily toward the cross he guides us. They were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid, and he took again the 12 and began to tell them the things which happened unto him. Steadily, steadily he disciplines us. Steadily he teaches us. Steadily he brings us into the cross a little bit here. And we get afraid. We get afraid of the test. We get afraid of failure. We have low self-esteem. You know, 10 people with Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 13:31-33, when they came out of the promised land, they said, we're like grasshoppers and they're giants. And Caleb said, did I hear you correctly? And they said, yeah. He said, listen, they're bread for us. Where's your self-image? You have low self-esteem. Grasshoppers, nothing. He said, those people in there are bread for us. Let me at them. We'll take them with God, because the victory is ours. You know, the beautiful part of that is somebody comes in. Am I going to make it 10 years like this? Why don't you kick me out of here? I said, I thought we did. Fellow said, he said, we had our golden anniversary and we haven't had a happy year for 50. I said, why did you stay married? And he said, because God's against divorce. You know what happens when people are unhappy in their marriage and they're unhappy as Christians and they do things they ought not to do? Their image is like the grasshopper principle. Low self-image. You know why some men that have been called to preach don't take a step to preach? They want to stand the protection of people and prepare 25 years. By then, we'll all be in heaven. The Bema seat will be over. When they get ready to go, there's no faith in it. There's no cross in it. There's no adventure in it. There's no... Listen, you know why? How long have you been studying? I think 32 years. I'm about ready to go out. Sorry, sir. Didn't you know the rapture was 25 years ago? You know what it is? Low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Why, if anybody happened to be honest and you evaluated yourself by men, not too many would make it. There's always somebody smarter, better looking, brighter, that has a better education, that's bolder and more cocky. But, listen, Caleb's spirit is a good spirit. Joshua's spirit is a good spirit. Problems and circumstances and giants are bred for us. Why? God gave us a promise. He went before us. He's given us this land. And he told us to go in and possess what's ours by using our free will, by trusting him, by cooperating with him. And he said, listen, I'll break in pieces those enemies. You'll win. Just walk in with me and take what I've given you and enjoy it freely. You know what I like about Caleb? He saw the positive side of all those enemies being there. He was going to have a ball. And this was a momentum test for the 12, and 10 of them feared. He said, we're grasshoppers. No, we shouldn't go there. We're grasshoppers. And, you know, the problem with grasshopper type of Christianity is I've never had good fellowship with grasshoppers. You know why? We all line up in the welfare line, wanting Washington to support us with green stance and money and let free enterprise system go to hell as we trust in government to become our daddy and our mummy. That's the grasshopper crowd. More welfare, more green stance, more taking care of us after we get a divorce and have more kids. You ought to pay for our sin. You ought to pay for our pleasure. Not me. You pay for it. I hope Washington will learn, and they're trying not to pay for it. Some of them down there. Listen, the grasshopper principle treats people to be taken care of with no adventure, no faith, no motivation. Just sit back at home with the kiddies and grow them up with a little house on the corner and perish in middle class America until this thing is taken from us. In passivity and idleness. So God says, Caleb, what do you think about it? He said, we are more than able to do it. Let's go today. He couldn't wait. You know, that's the positive side of life. The very thing that is a tremendous problem for some people becomes a privilege to experience God's provision for other people. When you think of the hard times you've had, what would you be like if you hadn't had those hard times? Aren't you glad for those hard times, difficult times? Aren't you glad that God led you in the valleys? Thank God that he led you and led you through things and delivered you when you failed and failed again. 7 times in a day you got up and said, I still can trust him. He's faithful even if I'm not. And you got up and walked right in. He said, come on, son. Can you hear me? You're not too far ahead of me now. You're getting closer. And then finally you named your sin and forsook it and started to recover. And God once again became part of your deliverance. And then I want to close with this. Luke 24:50, the border of the unseen. And they led them out. He led them out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was departed from them and carried up into heaven. I want to close with this. God leads his people to the border of the unseen. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet. What? See. Okay? I think you've been doing quite well lately. I have a plan to lead you into some unseen things. Like what? Like some new trials in your marriage. No thanks. I remember the old ones too well. I mean, I've You've been doing very well lately. You've passed every test I've given you. I think I got to increase the test. Wait a year? No. Can you wait a year, Lord? Oh, no. I can't wait a year. I'm starting in tonight. Is this going to be a blessing test? That depends upon your attitude. Well, Lord, let me ask you a question. Didn't you say, come ye away and rest a while? And I thought I heard you. So, well, what's this test going to be all about, Lord? Not going to tell you. No hints? No. You've got me curious. You'll find out. Are you going to be occupied with what it's going to be, or are you going to be occupied with the Lord? Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. We're writing a book right now on the morning. We've added some things to it that we've never preached upon. I think you'll love it. How to really start out with the Lord in the morning. We've added a lot that we never preached upon that last message. But listen, look unto Jesus. God will guide us and lead us and bless us and go with us. And the Lord will be there for a positive provision of grace, for a positive experience with his power, for a positive understanding of his will, for a positive fellowship with his love. And God is right there. So don't look at the person or circumstances or the winds. Come on now. Look at him. He's right there. And this is a momentum test. And it's not bad. It's going to be a new dimension of fellowship, a new experience of understanding, and a new way to grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus.
And that's Pastor Carl Stevens, founder of the Grace Hour Radio Ministry, also founder of Greater Grace World Outreach Ministry. That's from his radio archive. Pastor Stevens went home to be with the Lord in 2008. And that message, the title of it, Divine Provisions for Momentum Tests. That's clip number 3414. If you go to Greater Grace World Outreach website, ggwo.org, you can listen to the entire clip. Yesterday's portion and today's portion. And we appreciate the words of Dr. Stevens because we're entering into a new phase of our media ministry here at Greater Grace and with the Grace Hour. So I'm Pastor Steve Androlonis, your host today. And these last few minutes, we just want to take some time to just talk about what's going forward, because this is the last radio broadcast of the Grace Hour. We really have appreciated the partnership that we've had with the Brighter Media Group, which is the parent group of WRBS and 95.1 Shine FM and other ministries here in Baltimore. It's part of the Peter and John Radio Ministries, or Peter and John Ministries, and we've appreciated these last years being able to be on the radio waves, Positive Talk, 12:30 a.m. So our time on the radio ends. As a radio ministry, it ends today. But online, Grace Hour will continue to be a part of your life, and we'll appreciate you being a part of our daily presentations as they happen at Facebook Live and YouTube Live. And then also we'll be using some podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Audible, Stitcher. You can find us on those places. Also, the gracehour.org website will continue to be active, and you can listen to the programs. And we invite you to be a part of our life here at Greater Grace and the Grace Hour for the foreseeable future. And we're thankful for all the many years of the radio ministry of Dr. Stevens. And he started, as I said at the beginning of the program, something of a radio pioneer. He took the program over in Maine from a man named Clinton White. And he was just sort of a part-time person. He was a part-time fill-in for the usual host. And then the program became Pastor Stevens on the radio. Telephone Time, it was called. Call up and get your Bible questions answered. And Pastor was always ready. Pastor Stevens was always ready with a Bible story, a Bible answer for those who had questions and comments and who wanted prayer. And that ministry grew into something very significant and very important throughout New England and into other parts of the world, into other parts of the country, New Orleans in particular, and other parts of Massachusetts. And we just have appreciated that part of our ministry. Actually, this Baltimore basis of operations here goes back to the radio ministry of Pastor Stevens. It really does. It goes back to the radio ministry of Pastor Stevens. And maybe it's hard for you to understand, but in the days, in the early, late 70s, Pastor Stevens would actually do services in three places on Sunday: Maine, Massachusetts, and Maryland, which is kind of interesting. He would fly down in a little airplane with a pilot, and he would land at what is now called Thurgood Marshall BWI Airport, but back then it was called Friendship Airport. And he would land there, and he would meet a group of people at a Howard Johnson's on the west side of Baltimore. And that's how the ministry of the Bible Speaks and Greater Grace Church began in Baltimore. And how did he come in contact with those people? Well, through his radio ministry, which was on one of the local stations here in Baltimore. I believe it was, I think back then it was WTOW, which has a history with me because I was an intern there, and it has a big story in my whole life. But he would come down and have a dinner and a fellowship with several people at the Howard Johnson's. And so the ministry of Greater Grace really owes some of its formation to what happened on the radio. And also Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New Orleans ministry, all of these things really were connected through the ministry of radio. And we know that things change over the course of time. So it's not an end. It's really just a transformation. Grace Hour Online will be here on Monday, come Monday at 1 p.m., Grace Hour Online. And we want you to pray with us and the people who are associated with the program, Pastor Love, Pastor John Love, who's the regular host of the Grace Hour, Sebastian Palmieri and Cody Walker, who are our primary engineers. They're amazing to be a part of the program. And, we're going to pray about what shape this program takes on in the coming days. And so we ask for your prayers and your support. And we want to thank you for all those donations over the course of the years and how you've kept us on the air through all this time. So those platforms, we want you to plug into those platforms there and, find a way to listen to the Grace Hour. Plug it into your smart device and set a reminder and be a part of the Grace Hour this way over the course of the coming years. Pastor Sturge Gorham is with me in the studio today. And Pastor Sturge, do you have like a comment about Grace Hour, what it means to you, or what it's meant to you over the course of the years?
So I have a testimony. When we were in Maine, my wife and I were in Scarborough, Maine, when it was still the Bible Speaks. It was called Telephone Time, correct?
Yes, Telephone Time. Yep.
And we were both working at a daycare, so we couldn't hear it live. So we had an old tape recorder, and we recorded every day. And then at night, when we got home, we would listen to Telephone Time and Pastor Stevens. And I remember the first day that he broadcast from the telephone booth when he first moved down to Baltimore, and that was such a historical day. But it was a lifeline for us, being away from the main church and just being in an affiliated church. What a lifeline telephone time was for us. And I know it is for so many of you that have listened to it over the years. And thank God we still have it. And it's just on a different mode than the radio now. That's all.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, like I said, it's a transformation. We're going to be transforming our media ministry at this level. And like we said, we talked about these places that you'll be able to find the Grace Hour to listen to it. And every day, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, gracehour.org, and also at ggwo.org, these things are streamed for people to plug into and listen to. And as always, you can go to gracehour.org and you can listen to the archived program at any time during the day. And those programs are posted shortly after we complete them. And again, we just want to do God's work. And we really want to thank Steve Lawhon, Joe Norris, and all the staff at WRBS and all that they've done to help us. It's been a great partnership. They have a vision for their ministry, and they are going in their direction. You know, Peter and John, the Bissett brothers, what they did here in Baltimore in establishing a radio ministry. It was one of the early radio ministries here in Baltimore, and they've been such a blessing to many people over the course of the years. They've changed over the years. Their formats have changed. I can remember Peter and John singing, goodbye, our God is watching o'er you. Goodbye, and we'll be praying for you. Goodbye, goodbye, and may God bless you. They would sing this in this Scottish brogue, and it was just like a really amazing thing. So to all those at WRBS, we want to thank you. We're praying for you and your future as a ministry there. Shine FM is a big part of the life here in Baltimore. It's a popular radio station, and everything that goes on with Peter and John Ministries. Thank you so much. And for all who've listened to Pastor Stevens on the radio over the years, this is not an end. It's just a new beginning. The media ministry of Greater Grace continues, just not on the radio. Thank you, everybody who's listened over all these years. God bless you. God bless you. Goodbye. Well, there we go. That's you know, sort of an emotional kind of moment for us here at Greater Grace. We have bid farewell to a radio ministry and online. This will be our mode of operation over the course of the years. For as long as God tarries. And we're thankful that we were able to hear something from Pastor Stevens about momentum tests and not thinking of the grasshopper mentality. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of the program today. Numbers today, 1-800-338-7060. 410-483-3700 is the number. Chad, we lost you there. I'm sorry, but I just really wanted to take that time for us to just bid farewell in the most poignant and honest way. So I wasn't quite sure how you would have talked to us, but you're welcome to be on the air right now. So anyway, whoever Chad, wherever he went, Chad, come on, call back. You know, we still would like to hear what you have to say, maybe. Okay. No, we do, really. So anyway, so momentum test, this is a momentum test for us, you know, because we're just sort of figuring it out. So lifeline for so many, Grace Hour, it's saying Julie in London. We have a worldwide audience via the internet. And really, that was just a suggestion by our engineers. You know, Seb and Cody one day just started putting us up on Facebook Live, and voila, we started having like all kinds of people click in. And, you know, so because, you know, radio has been a different kind of thing over the years. And, you know, it's not AM radio in particular. I didn't want to say it when we were on the air, but AM radio is, you know, it's really, it's on life support. That's not right, Seb. It's on life support. Radio, yeah. AM radio is on life support. So yeah. Anyway, So let's talk about momentum tests.
Momentum tests.
Momentum tests.
Well, I just want to add to what you were saying, Pastor Steve, that, you know, I you're from Baltimore. You're a native Baltimorean, and I can remember when we first moved down here, the same thing, Peter and Paul. And I remember they would advertise a special gift, like for people that donated. And he would say, Peter, do you have a special offer for everybody? And Peter would say, oh yes, John, I do.
Yeah.
Would you tell us about it, Peter? Oh, it's this beautiful little bookmarker. Aye, and a fine bookmarker it is, Peter. And they would start laughing at each other.
They
just had a lot of fun.
They were on at 8 o'clock every day. I think that's when they were on the program. And you know, that was. And of course, you know, they went away. I mean, they passed into eternity, and their program and their radio ministry continues. And their legacy continues here. Pastor Stephen's legacy will continue. Mm. There's hundreds of people out there that lived and set their clocks by the grace hour and telephone time. And Pastor was very diligent, if we can remember him. His days were very full days. You know, he would come in and teach an 8 o'clock class, and then at 9 o'clock he would go into his study and prepare for 10 o'clock radio. And then usually about noon, at noon, he would do the lunch wrap. And then that's all in connection with, the other ministry that he did, preaching 3-4 times a week here. And, he was very invested in radio, and he had a great friend up in the New England area that got him connected to a lot of stations. And in Springfield, Pastor Schiavelli, his connection to the Grace Hour, for the telephone time, that's, you know, his connection to the ministry happened that way. So it's interesting. It's very interesting that this is, you know, Pastor Stevens was the kind of person that enjoyed the latest technologies. You know,
yes.
I remember him having like a big old radio phone back in 1980, 84, 85. I remember when I first went to Lenox, he had this phone. It looked like a walkie-talkie, but it was a phone, and he had a car phone. And that was like, and that's in the days before all these cell phones that we use now. It's like, so, when radio was this way in the 60s and when talk radio started to become something, you know, Pastor used it for building the ministry.
Yeah. And you know what I loved about the ministry? Pastor was always building bridges. He was always building bridges. The fact that he could span such a diversified audience every single day.
Yeah.
Different denominations, different religions, and yet he had a way of making Christ the issue, the finished work, the cross. And he drew people into the program. People wanted to call. People felt comfortable bearing their hearts over the radio. I mean, people with serious problems would call in, and Pastor would counsel them, and would give them incredible counsel from the Bible. And just for years and years, I can just remember specifically people just being released just with a phone call on the telephone time and Grace Hour.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
amazing. Mm. Grace Hour continues here online. You're watching on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. You can post your comments. We have a few there. Julie is thankful that we would be connected. Thankful that he put the Grace Hour up on. Thanking Cody for finding that Facebook Live stream that so many people enjoy. And then also Joanne is remembering Peter and John on the radio, one of her first, she's a Baltimorean. So yeah, if you're a Baltimorean, there was the station, the Joy of 1570, WTOW. That's the one that I was an intern at when I was in college and worked a little bit after college in that radio station. And then also there was WRBS on the FM side. And those were really the only two Christian stations in Baltimore. And you know, WRBS had a, you know, a long series of preaching shows, and they played a lot of, you know, their music was very traditional, I would say, very traditional. It was interesting. Slowly but surely, they became more of a music station as, you know, as programs, you know. So anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But I like about the what Thea wrote about how momentum tests are for our growing up in the Lord. And that, what a great statement, you know, that you may grow up into him in all things. And, you know, I was just thinking about Paul the Apostle and how he handled the momentum test that he was in. And we just shared on this earlier today, but how when he, right before he left Ephesus, he called the elders together. And he told him right out, he said, I'm going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem. This is in Acts 20. Going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Talk about momentum test. But he did know that the Holy Spirit witnessed in every city. Think about this. Talk about a momentum test. He said, every city that you go into, Paul, bonds and afflictions await you. Like, you're going to go to jail and you're going to be persecuted. Every city you go to, there's going to be a different momentum test. But the way he handled it in verse 24 is one of my favorite passages in the New Testament. He said, but none of these things move me. Why? Neither do I count my life dear unto myself. That's why. The momentum test didn't move Paul because he didn't count his own life dear to himself. In other words, he didn't give way to self-pity. And Oswald Chambers said the greatest tool in the devil's toolbox is self-pity. And what happens so many times when we're in a momentum test, the first reaction is to feel sorry for ourselves. Like this, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to have this happen to me. But Paul was just the opposite. He said, it doesn't move me because I don't count my life dear to myself to begin with, so that I might finish my course with joy. And Pastor Schauer's been talking a lot about joy lately. And he said, I want to finish this course with joy and the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel, the grace of God. So, you know, and in Philippians 1, he just said, hey, he said to the Philippians, everything that's happened to me, everything that's fallen out in my life is for the furtherance of the gospel. And whatever momentum tests I have, you know, if it's a, I was sharing, if it's a flat tire, how many times have we had a flat tire?
That's right.
And we get to witness to the tow truck driver, you know, or you break down on the road and or you go to the doctor, you go to the hospital and there's a doctor that you get a chance to witness to. Mm-hmm. No matter what the momentum test is, seems like God always has an opportunity to share the gospel with people.
That's it. You're listening to the Grace Hour. You could call us and share your thoughts live with us on the online here, the online radio, the online media ministry of Greater Grace World Outreach. 1-800-338-7060 is the number to use, toll free in North America. Here locally, 410-483-3700 is the number. We'd like to remind you that this weekend, of course, we have church services coming up here in Baltimore. 6025 Moravia Park Drive is the address here. You can be here 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and at 6:30 on Sunday evening. And this Sunday is devoted to missions. We're talking about Harvest 2022. We have a plan to do a lot of things this summer, and this Sunday is sort of the kickoff. We want to prepare for reaching different parts of the world and different places in America. So if you come to church here at Greater Grace this Sunday, you'll hear a lot about going into all the world. And you can be a part of that. 9 and 11 in the morning and then 6:30 in the evening. After the 6:30 service, we'll go down to our family center and we can enjoy foods from different parts of the world. I saw some signs in their Finnish pula and some Indian samosa. You can find out. You can mimosa. No, mimosa? I don't
samosa.
Know.
Samosa.
Samosa. Yeah. Okay, you got it. All right. Mimosa is that drink, right? I don't know. Anyway. Hey, we're online. Anything goes now. We're online. Not really. We want to be honor those people who are tuning in. We're going to treat this seriously. But anyway, call us up. If you got a comment, keep posting your comments. Facebook Live. Ilhan, I believe he's in Turkey. He's telling us hello. Thank you. And we know we have watchers in London and around the world, India. We do continue to pray for our brothers and sisters and for all involved in this, you know, this episode. Well, it's not an episode. Let's really define what it is. It is war. War is going on, and the military action is going on. Unprovoked military action. We have to say that. You know, we're praying for all those in Ukraine and also all of our Russian brothers and sisters. You know, saw some pictures. Lots of people around the world are just, you know, wondering how this could happen. But we know that God is in all of this. So, all right, let's go to a phone call today. Let's go to George in Baltimore. George, you're on the Grace Hour.
Pastor Steve, Pastor Sturge, hey, love you so much. Wow, you know, just brought back memories, you know, when you were talking about telephone time. And when I was first up in Massachusetts, if you remember the campus, the telephone time, I believe, from what I remember, climbing up to the top of Schermerhorn is where it used to take place.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. And I remember just the room just being filled with the presence of God as the broadcast and the calls came in. You know, I remember people getting saved, you know, over the broadcast. I mean, it was really just an amazing time, you know. And it was a different platform back then, like you said, Pastor Steve. Like, this is, I'm looking at this new, you know, with all these different platforms that we'll be able to be on as a big positive moving forward. You know, I think it's just going to be a blessing to a lot of people. I'm excited about it. And I just wanted to also encourage folks that, you know, because we're coming off of the radio doesn't mean that we no longer have production costs or any costs involved with the show, you know. So please continue to give us your love offerings, right? I mean, you know, it just, you know, yeah. And just the message on momentum from Dr. Stevens and the grasshopper mentality and all, it just brings back, Diane was sitting next to me, goes, I remember hearing that message, you know, and it's just such a blessing to hear the show, see everyone there each day, you know, and all the work that goes in. It just totally blesses me. And I also wanted to bring up, Pastor Steve, do you remember the Grace Hour booth?
How could I forget that, George? How could I forget, like, serving hundreds of steak and chicken teriyaki sandwiches, sausages with peppers and onions on them, losing about 15 pounds because the temperature was usually 90 degrees, and we were outdoors with a big grill and everything. I can remember that. Yeah, we did some real business. A couple years, we were north of $10,000 in profit for the which paid for a couple of months of radio time. You know, so radio time cost about $2,500 a month or something like that back then, or something like that. And we would have this Grace Hour booth during our convention, and my whole family participated in it. It was like it was a lot of fun. So we remember those days. Yep. Do we want to bring it back, George?
I would pray for someone to bring it back. You
That's
know?
Right. In a supervisory capacity, maybe
we could sample
the food and make sure the quality control is there. But young remember, people, call us up, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And remember Pastor Vieta and all the Vietas, you know what I'm saying? There was like the Vieta Army, the Angelonis Army, you know, the Dependall Army. I mean, like, you know, we had Beverly Bartow. I mean, we had quite a crew in there, you know. We had people, a lot of people helping us throughout the years, you know, that were just very faithful, you know.
Hey, we were Chick-fil-A. Let's just put it that way. You came, you got fast food, good fast food, fast.
Yeah.
And that's right. Yeah. That's why we were successful. But that's, you know, anyway. But, you know, a restaurant, that, there's a reason why we're not in the restaurant business, because it kills you. I mean, I'm just saying you really got to have a heart for that kind of thing. But that 1 week and we were done. Anyway, hey, George, thanks so much. We got callers lining up here, but great to hear from you. All right, you're listening to The Grace Hour. Coming to you live, I'm Pastor Steve Angelonis. With me, Pastor Sturge Gorham. We're talking about it. We ended the radio broadcast today after more than, I think, almost 50 years on the radio. Pastor Stephen's ministry, radio, AM radio, always on AM radio, pretty much. We have said so long to that kind of platform, but we continue online, Grace Hour Online. And let's take Oretta's call right now. Oretta, you are on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pastor Steve and Pastor Sturge. Pastor Steve, only when we get to heaven, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
Yes.
What a radio program. The first time I heard Pastor Stephen preach is over Viakis, WIVV, Viakis, Puerto Rico, years ago. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, I was working in the St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico next to us, the Virgin Islands, so and we're American territory. So every day I listen to Pastor Steve. Pastor Stephen, Carl Stephen. And just imagine, I came up here, moved here after I retired from the hospital. Come up here, retire in 2010, and start to listen to him one day here. Get him accidentally on the radio WBRS and stick with you all until now and become a part of Greater Grace Church. And Pastor Steve, what a listening. When we get to heaven, it will be worth it all and see Jesus. You all have a blessed day. I love you all. I pray for you all daily. Enjoy the program. Love you.
Thank you, Oretta.
Thank you, Oretta.
One of our regular listeners.
Faithful.
Yeah.
Faithful.
You want to say something here before we take the next
call?
Yeah.
I just thinking about the grasshopper mentality,
mm-hmm.
but I thought of an interesting switch. I think it's in Proverbs, the end of Proverbs, where it talks about how the locusts go forth in bands.
That's right. Yeah.
They are a little creature, but they all go forth in bands. And I thought of our transition from up in New England down to Baltimore, how we came down in bands. So we, even though we were grasshoppers, quote, locust, yet there was strength. And Pastor Stevens was able to give us a vision of the plan of God in a way that was remarkable, you know, to think of this many people making a transition like that. And not thinking in terms of a grasshopper, not thinking little like I can't do this, but thinking God is big. And when God is big, I'm small. When I make myself big, then God becomes very small.
And that's that's what Pastor was mentioning there. Caleb was having none of it. He said, "Let's go in. They're bred for us." Yes, you think we look like grasshoppers, but we have God. That was the biggest thing. And the thing that you mentioned, 1987. It was a cicada year in Baltimore City. And so when people moved from Massachusetts, two things I remember when the ministry relocated from Massachusetts to Baltimore was the heat, the July heat, which people living in the western part of Massachusetts were not quite used to. Very humid. It was like, I think there was a series of 3 weeks when the temperature reached 95 every day. And then there were these very inelegant bugs that were everywhere and all night long making this, it's a humming noise, you know. So the cicadas with their red beady little eyes and their bodies flying around, you know, that was like kind of an interesting kind of thing. I remember that, you know, I remember just the heat that summer because we had, my wife was pregnant with our second, our second son. And we had Timothy, who was just one, just turned one, and it's July, and it's hot as anything, and there's cicadas everywhere. So anyway, let's go to the phone line again. Shirley, you're on the air. Shirley?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi, Patrick, Steve, and Pat. Both of you, a gentleman, are perfect together for the end of this radio especially you, Pastor Steve Angelonis, because you're a native of Maryland, a native of Baltimore. You were very kind and very gracious and thankful. We all were, but you were the one, the spokesperson to say that for RBS. And I love the radio, by the way. I love the radio. So anyway, I told Alyssa, I go something, I listened to the radio and she said it laughing. I said, that's okay. I love the radio. But you know what? You said something, Pastor George, about the furtherance of the gospel. And it just triggered something in me that, you know, when Mary Smith a few years ago had surgery and there was nobody there to, like when she woke up, nobody was there. So I'm going to be there for her. But it took like 3 hours. And guess what? I had the most amazing time of sharing the gospel in John Hopkins Hospital for 3 hours, mostly to doctors. And they were so, they were wonderful. I said, excuse me, are you a doctor? And they said, yes. And I said, just want to thank you for all the hard work that you did studying so that people would get better. And I said, but you know about Dr. Jesus? I said, can I tell you? You know, it was an amazing time of sharing the gospel with doctors and young men that were studying to be a registered nurse. And also there was another thing that really took my breath away. I was in the waiting room and I was like, gee, there's nobody here. There must be something wrong. And I turned the corner and there was about 50 or 60 people. And I go, that's the waiting room. But little did I realize after I asked, every one of those people in there were waiting for their loved ones that were going, that had cancer and were going through surgery. I just broke right there. And I didn't share a lot because I was broken. But I did share the gospel with those precious people that were like sitting on the edge of their seat, that were any little bit of hope. And that's what I gave them. A few people I whispered in their ear that God loves them and he loves a loved one that's in surgery right now. That was a very, you know what, George, you just triggered something. When I go to the dentist, that's what occurs of the gospel. And I just say, hey, I love this program. And you know what? I got saved in 1973 with my two boys in Florida. And then I came back as I heard God say, go back to Massachusetts. And I put the radio on and it was telephone chime. And I think that's my pastor. And it was from 1975 when I heard on the radio, telephone chime. And that was the beginning of my wonderful life with, you know, who says we don't have fun, huh? We have more fun. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I just say thank you very much for just being there, all of you, every one of you, every day for us.
Thank you.
Thanks,
right.
Shirley.
Awesome, Shirley.
Great testimony.
You're listening to the Grace Hour online, Pastor Steve Angelonis with Pastor Sturge Gorham. We have from Gene here. Good afternoon, Gene, listening. We'll continue to pray for the Grace Hour ministry. It's made a big impact on me from the listening of the Bible Speaks, WVOG, the wonderful voice of God in New Orleans. Pastor Donnie Brown received Pastor Stevens as his pastor teacher. Grace message and the finished work has been preached in our church pulpit for many years. For the radio, we came to Baltimore, many years of conventions. Thank God for great things that he has done. God continue to change lives and convert hearts through Pastor Stevens' messages and the messages from you as you continue building on the foundation that has been laid. God bless you, pastors. We had a earlier message from Laird. Laird talking about how he connected with the ministry back in, Maine there, South Berwick. Mm-hmm. So blessed life with pastor's ministry beyond words, he says. Thank you for continuing his legacy. And again, we just... we want you to understand, be aware that this, you're online already, so you guys who are with us right now, you know what we're doing, and this is the way the Grace Hour will continue, and you know, we'll keep you updated on how we progress. We have some ideas about how to make the program more dynamic and more edifying and, you know, with the content and everything, just let us pray for us, and we just believe God will be with us. Greg Ott says, "Hey, guys, it's Texas Greg. I'm at the airport heading to Texas for my dad's funeral. Celebration of life. Yes. My father is now in the presence of the Lord." That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. Pastor Sturge?
Wow. Yeah, we love you, Greg. And, you know, we know that as we were sharing earlier, that all of these things happen. They fall out. In Philippians 1:13, it says all these things fall out to the furtherance of the gospel. It's like every, like Shirley was saying, every situation we're in, every momentum test that we're in is an opportunity for the good news of Christ. And we know that God's going to give you divine appointments there at the funeral. And we're just believing that it'll be a very edifying time. You'll be able to comfort family members, and thank God that your dad is with the Lord right now. So,
yeah, I think it was just a few months ago that he was able to speak to his dad, and his dad, you know, came to understand his need for believing in Christ, and that, you know, so this is a more recent development. You know, my father my father left the earth a few weeks ago too, and it's a interesting transition for you when that happens. Like, you know, it hits close to home. Awesome. So our final thoughts for this Friday afternoon on the Grace Hour. Thea has mentioned that Carmen Eaton, yes, Carmen was a great supporter of the Grace Hour for many years with her homemade salsa.
And, yeah. That's right.
That was, if you had sinus issues, the green salsa was awesome. I miss that green salsa and her empanadas. Yes, Carmen. Yes, we have to get the recipes from her. She can no longer do the work it takes to do that. We understand that. But Carmen, can you share the recipes? Yeah. It'd be awesome. Anyway, Pastor Sturge, final word. We got 30 seconds.
Just again, just what the purpose of a momentum test really, isn't it just for the furtherance of the gospel?
That's it.
It's not about me. It's about Christ and what he wants to do in this situation.
Yeah, we are more able. We are well able to take it. That's what Caleb said. And we're well able to take this Grace Hour ministry into the next phase because God is with us. Thank you, everyone. Remember, church on Sunday, 6025 Moravia Park Drive is the place. 9:11, 6:30 are the times. Have a great weekend, everyone. This has been the Grace Hour.
Thanks for listening to the Grace Hour. Our live program airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Hour is a ministry of the Greater Grace Church. You are invited to visit Greater Grace at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. For more information, go to gracehour.org or call 1-800-338-7060.